1888.
America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you spent it with the kids, with your buddies, just hanging out and watching some tube. Maybe you kicked back just a little bit earlier in the evening and watched the Emmys. Maybe you could care less about the Emmys, because who likes award shows anyway? And you watched some football. Maybe you were watching the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. It was the unveiling, so to speak, with a big national audience watching anyway, of Jerry's Palace. Over $1 billion to build the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. They set an attendance record, but did anybody nail the score? Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll tell you if anybody did do exactly that and walked away with the big prizes from ATN. Speaking of big prizes, I guess some of the Sunday swirl, at least many of the talk show hosts, the TV heads anyway, when it came to David Gregory or my pal Bob Schieffer on CBS or any of the others, CNN, etc., George at ABC, all of them had the same interview. It was an Obama-thon as he visited five different shows, Sunday shows, except for Fox. How did Fox feel about being shunned? And what really is the scoop with Fox and the White House administration? Chris Wallace has some thoughts on that. He was on O'Reilly's show. We're going to let you hear that also a little bit later in our version of America Tonight, or this version of America Tonight anyway. But first, right off the bat, of course, everybody asked about health care. This coming off the heels of Senator Max Baucus unveiling his version of health care reform and the push to get it passed. What were Obama's thoughts on what's out there now, and ultimately, what should the bill include?
My focus is on some core principles. I have to have a plan that is good for middle-class families who we know last year ended up seeing a 5.5% increase in their premiums, even though inflation was actually negative on everything else, that have seen a doubling of their premiums over the last decade, that are less secure than ever in terms of the insurance they can actually count on, and more of them can't get insurance because of pre-existing conditions, or they changed jobs, or they lost jobs. So it's got to be good for them. Now, the principles that we've talked about, making sure that there's an insurance exchange that allow people to buy in and get health insurance and negotiate as a big pool to drive down costs, making sure that we have insurance reforms that make sure you can still get health insurance even if you've got a pre-existing condition, and cap out-of-pocket expenses and so forth. Those core things that make insurance a better deal for American consumers, making sure that it's deficit neutral both now and in the future, making sure that it's driving down health care inflation so that we can actually deal with our long-term budget deficits. Those are the core principles that are critical to me. And I actually think that we've agreed to about 80% of that if you look at all the bills that are coming through all these committees. The key is now just to narrow those differences. And if I don't feel like it is a good deal for the American people, then I won't sign a bill.
All right, so how about that? Obama's saying, you know what, if it's not good, if it doesn't include my core principles, which he just went through the litany of them for you, then he's not going to put his John Hancock on anything. It's interesting because House Minority Leader John Boehner said that the health care plan that Obama is pushing, that he's been pushing on these shows and previous to that, is dead and will not pass. He was on Meet the Press just as Barack Obama, the president, was on Meet the Press. You just heard a little snippet of David Gregory's interview with him, by the way, when he explained how he felt health care reform should look. Boehner said, look, there's been no bipartisan conversation on the Hill about health care, period. You know, end of story. And he went on to say, when these big government plans fail, and they will, the Congress will not pass this. It's really time for the president to hit the reset button, which is what Obama is saying there, basically. I won't sign it if it doesn't work. So now you've got the Republicans saying, hit the bloody button. Press the button already and end this nonsense. And that's what Boehner's saying. He's saying, stop all of this. Let's just start in a bipartisan way, and let's build a plan instead of all this that Americans are going to support. And he was asked again and again, so you really think the plan's dead? And he said again and again, I think it is. I think it's gone. It's done. I mean, Boehner rejected the idea that the, quote, tone of the debate over health care reform had gotten out of control, which I agree, saying instead that it's been a spirited debate and that more Americans have been engaged in debating health care reform than in any other issue in decades. We know this, but I think it's, as I've said many, many times on this show, this is the tip of the iceberg. People are frustrated, frustrated with the government and what's happening on the Hill. They're frustrated with their representatives. And so this was what tipped everything over. It just knocked the dominoes and sent people scurrying. Yes, some of them said crazy things at the town hall meetings, but when you got down to it and you really looked inside some of the town hall meetings, of course, whenever any kind of controversy bubbled up, it was covered naturally. You know, we're all rubberneckers, and so people wanted to see the best of the wrecks. But there were people that made very good points against what was being crammed down our throats originally, because we wind the clock back to July. Remember, push, 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 get this thing done. Americans need health care. 45 million people are uninsured. This is ridiculous. This has been decades. We've been debating this. We need this to happen. And it didn't happen. And the bottom line is, I agree with John Boehner. I don't think that it's going to happen. I don't think this version will pass. Certainly not bipartisan. It won't. There is always the chance that they can ram it through. There is always the chance that you can just say, forget it, let's just go with the Dems. But in the end, that would be a very, very bad move, I think. Hey, did anybody notice this? Driving around today, actually Saturday, most of the car lots are closed on Sunday. But I noticed that for the last month or two, it just seems like I see all these people driving around with new cars, and I'm assuming clunkers has something to do with it. Now, I think it was a botched program, and we know that many of the dealerships haven't gotten their checks yet. But what's interesting is I could feel a slowdown. At least in Dallas I could, because this is part of where we're based here for America Tonight. And it's been, I guess, about a month now since clunkers ended. And, man, July and August, it was like they were, you know, giving hotcakes out for free at the IHOP, and people were lining up, and you could see people just all around the dealerships every time I drove by anything, whether it was a Honda dealership or anything else. But I've noticed now, especially this weekend, I think I really noticed it, that you didn't see quite the crowds that I had seen for the past couple of months. Wonder how that makes the sales folks feel on the lots. Cash for clunkers. We still didn't get all our money. It's really making me furious. We really need that money. We're out big time. But at the same time, there was a buzz going on around here. Yeah, they offered people $3,500 up to $4,500. I don't know anybody though that got $4,500. In a nutshell, about $65 million worth of vouchers were supposedly handed out during the month-long program that ended July 24th, right? But that pretty intense business now has significantly dropped off. And that's just one area that we're talking about, by the way, with that number. Overall, of course, the government ended up paying about $3 billion toward the purchases. But from the start, cash for clunkers was destined not to be a boost for sales for the year. Stay with us. More to come.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1,017.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,045.60, 522.80 for a half ounce, or 261.40 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,045.60, 522.80, or 261.40.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Oh, what can you do to keep your money safe? It's funny, I just ended our last segment on cash for clunkers and how now it seems like the dealerships are dead and people are still waiting for checks from the government and concerned about that. Joining us now, Ben Levy. And he's going to tell us, we hope, some ways that we can keep our money safe. He is the CEO of Young Money Magazine. I love this because I say this all the time. You got to start young. You got to get people in tune to things that they need to do. And why are people not financially literate? Why? Because in so many cases, it's part of our incomplete education. I think it should be part of the core curriculum. I'm not kidding. Starting from when you're a kid, I'm saying, you know, first grade and up, and then there's not a problem. Then heading into life, you're armed with better opportunities, I think, to help yourself and not rely so much on other people. Ben, thanks for hopping on America Tonight with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What I just said there, do you agree? Why is it so important for young people to get finances? Why is it so important for them to understand what all the 401ks and CDs and what you can do with your money and what you should be doing? Why is that important?
Well, it's just like anything else, Kay. It's a matter of forming the right habits so that you are better prepared to face any challenge you will face in the future. And, you know, the right habits take time to develop, and one class and, you know, one high school class or one middle school class is not going to form that proper behavior that you need to carry you through life. And with Young Money, we try to provide not only education, but we try and change behavior and give you some tools so that you will be better off long term.
All right, what do you think for younger adults, what do you think the biggest problem is when it comes to their finances? Is it pie in the sky? I'm just, you know, 23, I got out of college, my future's bright, I'm going to end up making, you know, X, Y, Z, so if I want to run up my credit cards a little bit and live the high life, it's okay?
Well, I think that that's certainly part of it, and I think it seems so easy to get a credit card, and it is very easy to get a credit card when you're 18 or 22, and now at least the government has stopped credit card companies from predatory practices on campus, but they do. They get these credit cards. They're very easy to get, and then they have student loans, so they come out of school. They're making maybe $30,000 or $40,000 if they're lucky, and they're behind the eight ball. Most of them have to live at home or share, you know, if they're lucky, they can share, you know, some sort of situation with friends and maybe reduce their expenses. But many students are coming out and they're just upside down, you know, right when they do feel the way that you just described.
So, okay, so you're starting out, you're trying to teach a lot of people, like you said, get them involved, take control of their finances, all that sort of stuff. So let's say somebody is just dipping their toe in this. How can they start to invest? What can they start to do right from the get-go?
Well, I think that anyone who's thinking about investing should always talk to a financial planner and see what's right for them and their goals. But I think more importantly, they should be considering how much of what they do earn they should be putting away. And a real good safe number is, you know, at least 10% of your take-home pay you should be putting away either in something safe or something that you feel will be long-term, whether that's an equity in the stock market, which I probably wouldn't recommend for long-term investing, more likely a mutual fund, but make sure that you're balanced, and I'm sure that a financial advisor could lead you in the right direction as to what specific purchases you should make.
All right, you talked about debt. You get out and you're upside down. You had to pay for school or pay for part of school, or you're going to med school, law school, or there's a zillion different scenarios out there, as you know, Ben. What are some of the things that someone can start to do to get out of debt instead of, you know, they're looking at this big number? How can they chunk away at that debt?
Well, the first thing you should do is you should write down all of your debts. You should make sure that you put them in order of the highest percentage rate that you're paying on that borrowed money. And we actually have developed a program with another company called Payoff Live. You can find that at payofflive.com, where it helps you actually do that so that you're paying off the highest percentage rate debts first, the right time in each month, so that you can get out of debt as quickly as possible and not have to face bankruptcy or paying huge dollars to get debt counseling or debt consolidation, which more often than not isn't even helpful, and you wind up paying just as much in interest that you would have paid otherwise.
Yeah. Tell us about, you have a thing called the Young Money Challenge. Tell us about that.
So what we've done, because we've been struggling with how can we make young adults take the right behavioral steps so that they are better off in the future, not just educating them. So what we've done is we've partnered with national companies to bring different incentives to young adults who come to our site. They take a 20-question financial literacy challenge, and if they do well, which we make sure that we give you all the information you need to pass, then we give you, say, $25 in a newly opened brokerage account so that you can start investing your money, or $25 in a new savings account when you open that savings account up. There's a lot of other tools and other incentives there for young adults, and even for some older adults, because not everyone knows, you know, even doesn't matter how old you are, not everyone knows as much as they should about money. And it's a really great challenge. We have gotten a lot of great positive feedback on it so far.
Yeah, and how long has this been going on, the Young Money Challenge?
We launched it on September 1st, and it will run until December 31st.
All right, so everybody pay attention to that, because you'll want to go and you want to certainly sign up for this. And as Ben said, you know, really any age, it's not, you don't necessarily have to be just 22 years old. Hey, your road to starting Young Money, tell us what led you to Young Money and then initially being one of the guys who invested in it and then becoming the chief executive officer.
Well, for me personally, I came from the internet world. I did done a lot of online marketing, and I worked in the mortgage business, generating mortgage leads for businesses online, as well as the student loan business. And so I heard the horror stories. And after some years of that, I just decided that it was time to do something positive. And as I looked around for what I could do that would make a more positive impact and really help young adults out so they wouldn't be behind the eight ball, I found Young Money and joined the team, and we have done our best to be a really good, positive educational outlet and provide the tools, and we have tons of calculators on our site to help people make sense of their finances. And so that's, you know, that is our mission.
And on your website, too, you've got, you have everything listed. I like the website. You've got mortgage, debt counseling, for example, health insurance, auto loans, different places you can click on and find your way through, right?
Yes, and what we do is we try and break it down. So, and we don't just talk about personal finances or financial literacy. We talk about careers, and we talk about entrepreneurship, and we highlight people who are going out on their own, and they're trying to figure things out. And you can learn a lot by reading other people's stories, and so we try and cover some interesting folks out there who are making it happen on their own, kind of like you, who are an entrepreneur in the radio business.
Right.
And we think those are really exciting, positive stories that can inspire people who are, 20-something and trying to figure out their life.
Yeah, have you been surprised how much it's grown since you started it?
Young Money?
Yeah.
We're really in a good spot right now. It seems as though, you could talk about things for a while, and then somehow, the worlds just collide and the stars align, and here we are. The country is facing debt from top to bottom, from, private entities to government entities, and we're just at the right place at the right time, and I'm glad that people are sitting up and taking notice, and we can be a part of it.
Ben, here's what I like. You had a poll on your site, and I think it's still there. Which is more important for young adults, financial education or sex education? Proud to say that the people who took this poll picked financial education, I guess, 74% anyway. And then you had like 26% that said sex education. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, and what's funny about that is that sex education is mandatory in more high schools across the country than financial education is.
I know. Crazy, crazy. Hey, Ben, good luck with youngmoney.com. And people can go to youngmoney.com, take the financial challenge, of course. Check out the website. It's really, really good stuff. I encourage a lot of people listening to please go there because I think you'll be able to help yourself a lot with the tools that Ben puts up there. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Youngmoney.com, and that was young Ben Levy who really did put together an excellent, excellent site. They even have market quotes, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and all that sort of stuff, and then links to the Facebook and Twitter and whatnot and careers, as he said, and personal finance and investing. And you don't have to be in your 20s to go to the site. But, hopefully lessons learned. If you are listening to me, you're in school. I know there are younger people that listen and you just got out of school and you're out there kind of floating around in the sea trying to figure things out. Key thing, get that debt down so you don't have it hanging over your head when you get into your 30s and 40s and, beyond. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, and that's going to include a mix-up of what happened actually in the Emmys, I know. Hey, occasionally we talk about television on this show. Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
All right, coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. But first, we could almost put this in the category of news you can abuse. But it's just such a laugher. I think it stands on its own. John Edwards. Is anyone surprised that John Edwards' mistress now says in a book that the former presidential candidate is her baby's father? Well, of course not, right? Supposedly, Edwards is going to come out and admit that he is the father of this young girl. And part of what she claims in this book, tell-all sort of thing that's being released, is that he promised her some kind of a wedding and that the Dave Matthews Band was going to perform at the wedding. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. What is said is that in the one of the things is if his wife died, his wife Elizabeth, of course, has cancer, that they would marry. That's the thing. Edwards, of course, still has denied that he fathered the child. He has acknowledged that federal investigators, of course, looking into his campaign funds, but has not admitted that the child is his, for this Ryle Hunter, who was being paid to be a videographer on the campaign trail following around John Edwards. It just gets worse and worse, I think, for John Edwards. He'd almost be better off just coming out and saying, like, does anyone in America not think that this child is mine? Do we have any boos from those people back in Minnesota? You know, the people of Minnesota are just such good-hearted people. They don't like to boo very much. Yeah. But you have to boo that. It's just, it's crazy ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, just say it. Who cares? All right, on to more important things. We have talked to death about Obama pushing the healthcare agenda and what he said on the Sunday shows and outrage over Acorn, thinking it should be investigated, at least the tapes that were released and all that sort of stuff. One thing that we have talked about a ton on America Tonight, but we haven't really dipped into on this particular show, is what is going on in Afghanistan. I mean, we have definitely talked a lot about this. Now you have the top dog, the top commander in Afghanistan, General McChrystal, who is saying in a confidential report that without more forces, the war is going to end in failure. If something isn't done to put more boots on the ground, we're in trouble, boys. Yep, General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. and NATO commander, did this report that without the additional forces, the war against the insurgents there will certainly end in failure. Now, this was a leak that was printed in the Washington Post. It's the grim assessment of what's, you know, ultimately of what he's saying as far as how are you going to knock off what's happening in Afghanistan and trying to snuff out the Taliban if we don't have more people. Well, this isn't a surprise that there was a push for more troops, right? Because Defense Secretary Robert Gates is saying that. Barack Obama, they're lobbying him for more troops. I think he pretty much is aware of that, obviously. And they have to decide whether or not to send more folks to Afghanistan. McChrystal says the urgent need for significant change to our strategy is also something that has to happen. We have to interact better with the Afghan people and organize our efforts with the NATO allies as well. So here's the deal. The clock is ticking. The Pentagon, the White House, they're waiting for a separate detailed request for those troops and resources. He's finished it, the general has, but he was told to hold on to it because of the politics surrounding the decision. And the report supposedly isn't completely finished at this point, but it's being finalized and goes up to the chain of command. Obama, by the way, is denying asking McChrystal to sit on in on the request because that was one of the things that Obama wanted, more of a briefing on Afghanistan and more about whether or not to send Americans, more Americans into harm's way. You know, here's the deal. Are we doing the right thing? We keep asking this question. Are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the right thing? Reevaluating whether more forces are going to do any good. And certainly we know this war has taken on certainly a partisan type of feeling or edge or whatever. The Senate Republicans are demanding more forces to turn around a war that's going to enter its ninth year. If we don't get the forces, how can we keep fighting these? And then Obama's folks, the Democrats, are wanting to put on the brakes. You know, here's the question. If we're going to do this, could we please not have another situation where we send over more troops and come away without a victory? It's unacceptable to walk out of there without success. What is the end game? What is the end game? Okay, and you know the numbers, right? Obama ordered 21,000 more troops to Afghanistan, so that increases, if you do the math, the number of forces there to 68,000. And we know that the Marines are being pushed further and further into the Taliban areas, and they were right ahead of those elections in August. And, of course, what's the disappointment of that? no definitive winner. And all these allegations that President Hamid Karzai rigged the election. So that's certainly coloring a lot of people's view of this war, to say the least. So there is this press for more troops. I mean, this is the deal. Couldn't be more important. You can't leave these Marines, these other guys out there, so brave and valiant doing what they're doing, and just let them dangle there like carrots. Just push them out further. If the problem is you need more people, then you got to get more people. You got to do a huge surge, and you got to do it correctly, or you don't do it at all. Instead of this dipping into it, not dipping into it, can't decide, cut the crap. Either you're going for it, you know, 100% you're behind McChrystal and you're pouring everything possible into this, or you're not doing this at all. Because a decade later, you don't want more Americans dead, more blood spilled, more heartache, more misery, more money spent on a losing effort. So I would say this would have to be something to focus on, right? Now that some of the drama of healthcare, at least from Obama's point of view, has to be over. He had this big push. He's got to have at least a couple of days where he can sit down and focus on this, meet with Gates, meet with other officials from the Pentagon, and flush this out deeper and make a sincere decision on this, come up with a strategy, and figure out what the end game is. What is the end game? I didn't talk about this story, but it was on my list because I was reading through a bunch of different headlines early in the morning, and I happened to see this out of St. Louis. I guess St. Louis has become joke central about this expensive cup of coffee, the $200,000 cup of coffee. Anybody hear this story? This college in St. Louis, the community college there at Forest Park, has to foot the bill after a coffee maker rigged to a faucet was left on in a photo lab and it ruptured a water line in July. So check this out. About 10,000 gallons of water spilled down four floors. It damaged naturally ceilings, walls, computers, files, all that sort of stuff. So the cost for the cleanup that they have to approve, the college's board of trustees are going to be asked to approve, includes $143,000 plus to contract with a disaster recovery company. That's how they have to get this up. Then they're going to be out $25,000 in insurance deductibles, plus another $54,000 for miscellaneous expenses, including overtime. That's an expensive cup of coffee. Who is the idiot who did that? What were they doing? All right, we're going to rig this faucet on, but oops, we forgot to turn it off. And so, of course, to have the 10,000 gallons of water, can you imagine? Only once I was in an apartment when I lived in Albuquerque, and somebody upstairs left their bathtub filling with water. I don't know what happened, but it came through the ceiling, you know, down the sides of the wall. I woke up in the morning, and it was like I was not waiting, but I guess just past my ankles, water everywhere. And naturally, I had furniture that was ruined and some other things. Not too much piled up on the floor, thank goodness. But, of course, like I said, the furniture, the tables, all that sort of stuff. And it was shocking. And because they left the water up on upstairs. Matt, have you ever been the victim of a flood? Has somebody above you or around you ever left something on and then you woke up and there was water all over the place?
No, I haven't, but I used to, my dad owned an apartment building, and I used to be the, I don't know, handyman type of a guy for it, and so I've dealt with things like that before, and I had to, you know, repatch and do everything in a bathroom before.
It's a mess doing that, isn't it? It takes a long time.
Oh, yes. Lots of work, lots of using a Sawzall to cut through the ceiling and replace everything and getting new sheetrock, and it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's tough. No doubt about that. All right, birthdays, news you can abuse, and this day in history coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Today, a lot of famous people, including Bill Murray, Larry Hagman, Nicole Richie, Faith Hill, Ricky Lake, Stephen King, makes the list as well. Some that you will certainly recognize. And, you know, we do this day in history, but there's also something that I dug up that's very strange. Everybody has this tendency, I shouldn't say everybody, but different organizations have this tendency to claim a day as their own. I don't know how you come up with this and make it your own day and start to spread the word about it, but some of these are actually pretty well-known things. This one I had no idea about. Today is Observe the Speed Limit Day, right? A day to slow down and see if you can drive legally for 24 hours, then declare yourself a law-abiding citizen. So if you observe the speed limit, and you can do that, you can declare yourself a law-abiding citizen on America Tonight on our next show. whatever. Also, today is Miniature Golf Day. I like that. As somebody who grew up playing miniature golf, I'm going to say pretty cool. I was always aiming to get the ball in the clown's mouth on the one shot at the end to get the prize, or the bear, or in the house, or, you know, several different things, depending on how the miniature golf course was set up. But I'll say thumbs up to that one anyway. Also, today is National Woman Road Warrior Day, honoring the nation's traveling business women. How do we get one of these days, Matt? We've got a lobby for today is officially America Tonight Day. If all these other people can have days, why can't we have a day? You have to get on it. You're going to have to figure out who we contact to get our own day. By the way, today is also Throw Away Something Day, or Give Away Something if you prefer, a day to reduce the clutter in your life. Actually, that's not a bad one, because I think clutter just makes you can't accomplish things. You get so wrapped up in the clutter that you can't focus on other things. You're drowning in the clutter. So I get that one for sure. All right, time for news you can abuse. Let's go to Millville, New Jersey first. Guess what cops found growing on High Street? There's a joke in here. Pot. The officers say they saw the odd-looking plants sprouting on High Street, and it was marijuana. They just got that closer investigation. They were in baskets hanging from a lamppost in Millville's business district. They say they were tipped off by someone who noticed the strange-looking greenery, and they have no idea how it got there. This story was widely reported. I saw a picture of it, actually. I thought it was pretty cool. Columbia, South Carolina, 16-year-old Cammy Collin, they call her the killer now. Why? She bagged a 10-foot alligator in a swamp. She did it in the middle of the night, ooh, with a crossbow. She was one of a thousand lottery slots for the state's annual public alligator harvest. The hunters have to get their gator old school style. Oh, that'd be wild to see that. With either a crossbow or a harpoon. She was with a guide, her father and uncle and her brother, in an 18-foot boat, and she had a pretty good eye and a steady hand, and they have 40 pounds of alligator steak, apparently, now in the freezer. If you've ever tasted alligator meat, it's actually not bad. I've had it before. Columbus, Ohio, this is kind of a smart idea. How about a garage sale for an entire state? That was what the idea was behind Ohio's surplus property auction. Bidders had a chance to buy everything from a meat slicer to a foosball table. There were widescreen TVs, BlackBerry, smartphones, washers, dryers, treadmills, all that kind of stuff. But it's one of those buyer beware things. They say some of the surplus stuff could have been damaged, so you had to get it kind of at your own risk. That'd be pretty good. You probably could pick up a sweet widescreen, just test it, you know. How about this from Isle of Wight, Virginia? War can be dangerous even for a reenactor. Ever see one of those reenactments? Pretty cool. A Virginia judge has dismissed a firearms charge against a Confederate reenactor who accidentally shot someone on the Union side. Joshua Silva paid $1,200 in restitution, took a firearm safety class. It happened in southeastern Virginia last year. He shot and wounded a retired New York City police officer during the filming of a Civil War documentary. The man, of course, recovered. Prosecutors say he didn't realize his replica gun was loaded with live ammunition. Reenactment organizers also failed to perform the required weapons check. Of course you have to do that. Finally, San Francisco. Travelers using San Francisco International Airport have a chance to pay a little extra if they're feeling guilty about carbon emissions. Airport officials say outbound airline passengers can stop at the new climate passport kiosk and pay a voluntary fee. It's about $23 for a round trip to New York City. A flight to L.A. is $1.50. The money will go to reforestation efforts in Northern California and the San Francisco Green Program. I'd love to see how many people actually chip in and put the money into that kiosk. Go to that kiosk and put out the $23 especially, because a lot of people travel between San Francisco, rather, and New York. And I'm not trying to be cynical. I'm just saying I don't believe many people are stopping by the kiosk. All right, let's move to this day in history. There are a few interesting things worth bringing up. including this for all of you who liked fish. In 1982, Albert McReynolds caught a record 78-pound, 8-ounce striped bass at Atlantic City, New Jersey. Wow. 1989, in Southampton, England, boxer Tony Wilson was losing to Steve McCarthy when Wilson's mother climbed into the ring, started stabbing McCarthy with her spike-heeled shoe. McCarthy left the ring bleeding. Wilson was declared the winner, and angry McCarthy fans beat Wilson up at ringside. Ooh. 1993, NYPD Blue debuted on ABC TV due to what they called raw content. Almost a fourth of the network affiliates refused to carry the first episode. Now that's like a walk in the park, what they did on NYPD Blue compared to some of the television shows. 1996, 35-year-old John F. Kennedy Jr. and longtime girlfriend 30-year-old Carolyn Bessette were married on Cumberland Island, Georgia. John's sister Caroline was matron of honor outside the church. A horse strolled up and nibbled on the bride's bouquet. That's a pretty famous picture. They printed that all over. A sad ending, obviously, to John F. Kennedy and his bride when they were going to a wedding and the plane that he was flying crashed, of course. 1996, at age 23, Hank Williams III made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry. Wow, quite a history of that family there. 1998, the sitcom Will and Grace premiered on NBC, ran for a very long time. 2003, the Orlando Sentinel reported a Florida man bought a biscuit jar on eBay, found the seller was the New Jersey brother he'd never met. The buyer, adopted as an infant, knew his parents' names, knew he had a brother. When he found the seller had his father's name, the two talked, realized they were brothers, and began corresponding by email. That's a cool story. All right, it's time for birthdays.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, singer Faith Hill, like I was saying earlier, you know, she does those Sunday intros to the Sunday night NBC football game. Faith Hill, 42 years old. Musician Don Felder is 62, so 20 years her senior. Singer Ronna Reeves, I don't know Ronna Reeves, 42 years old. TV's Nicole Richie is 28 years old. Nicole Richie, of course, with lots of FaceTime lately. Larry Hagman, 79 years old. Fannie Flagg, author, comedian, 65. If you're celebrating a birthday like Bill Murray, who's 59, happy, happy birthday to you.
Ryan, looking down the seam. Gonzalez, touchdown! Stuff it, Tony! Go get the dump, big fella! Play action. Sanchez drops, has time, looks. Back right corner of the end zone, throws one, caught. Touchdown! Dustin Keller from Mark Sanchez.
The Cowboys lost the final game in Texas Stadium, and they lose the first game in Cowboys Stadium.
We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
How about you, Cowboys?
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.